I'm Deanna Huff. On the video shelves, you can find the movie called Amazing Grace. This movie portrays the life of William Wilberforce and his diligent persistence to outlaw plantation slaveries within the British colonies. Although Wilberforce condemned slavery in a speech to Parliament in 1789, it was not until the final hours before his death in 1833 that the final passage of the Emancipation Bill was drafted by the House of Commons. It was through his great persistence of sowing seeds of truth among the people that a fruitful harvest of freedom among the slaves grew. So what seeds are you planting that will encourage growth in truth around you? We should never stop sowing seeds. Jesus explained in Matthew 8 that the seed worth sowing is the Word of God, in which those who hear it and receive it will produce a crop. In our world today, it is obvious that many people are planting crops of sarcasm, disobedience, and immorality, just to name a few. But what are you planting each day? We are called to plant the Word of God throughout all of life. In this, I mean, when someone wants to hate, we want them to encourage love. When someone wants to be jealous, we want to encourage them to be cheering on and championing the body of Christ. When someone wants to gossip, we want to remind them that all people were made by God and we should encourage one another. It is often that I receive phone calls from people who are hurting, who will ask the question, "What shall I do?" It is during those times that we have been given the unbelievable opportunity to give the Word of God, which give the principles to deal with all of the life situations. However, it is going to be up to us whether or not we choose to plant seeds from the Word of God, or are we going to use the system of the world, which more often than not is my way or the highway theme. Through God's Word, we can point people in life to choosing the wise way. It was through the life of Wilberforce that he never gave up his efforts to point people to the right way in life. He sowed seeds of hope, life, and freedom for slaves. If you are someone who knows Christ personally because you have repented of your sin and have received him as your Savior, then you too can point people to the truth by sowing God's Word in your life. However, if you have not yet begun a relationship with Jesus Christ through repentance in order that you might live eternally in peace, then I urge you to read the Word of God starting in the book of John and allow God's glory to shine through you. And you too can begin to plant seeds that bring a harvest of pleasant fruit. Luke 8:15, "But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop." What type of crop will you leave in this life?